KRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump announcing plans to press Israel for more food aid to Gaza. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has urged the U.S. to take a larger role in addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict continues. The president emphasizes Israel's responsibility and expresses his intent to discuss the issue with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A Democrat senator is sending signals he may be planning a run for the White House in 2028. Bob Agnew with that report.
Arizona Democrat Ruben Gallego has booked a trip to New Hampshire for late August to attend the Politics and Eggs event at St. Anselm College. The event was founded in 1995 to give New Hampshire and New England business leaders a chance to meet major party presidential candidates. He'll also campaign for New Hampshire Congressman Chris Pappas, who's running to replace the retiring Senator Gene Shaheen in 2026. Bob Agnew reporting.
There's been a shooting at a Reno, Nevada casino.
Multiple people are recovering from injuries after they were shot outside of a casino. Authorities say a man is in custody and hospitalized following a police-involved shooting outside the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, Nevada. Police say the shooting happened this morning in the casino's valet area. The Reno Police Department is warning residents to stay out of the area. I'm Mike Hempen.
Late word now. Two people were killed, at least three others hospitalized in that shooting. No other details have been released. A cyber attack on Russian airline Aeroflot has caused major outage, leading to over 100 flight cancellations and delays. Ukrainian hacker group Silent Crow and Belarusian group Belarus Cyber Partisans, rather, have claimed responsibility. Most affected flights were domestic. This is SRN News. A victory over religious freedom in Oregon. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the state cannot require a Christian woman to accept LGBT ideology in order to be allowed to adopt a child. In order to apply to the Oregon Adoption Agency, an individual must promise to help the potential adopted child live as the opposite sex if he or she wishes. A three-judge panel of the court found that the state was violating the woman's First Amendment right to freedom of religious expression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An AP North poll finds that America's stance on abortion mostly unchanged 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. About two-thirds of respondents want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases versus one-third that does not. About half of adults also say abortion should be available for any and all reasons. This is SRN News. Republican Congressman Ralph Norman kicked off his campaign for South Carolina governor Sunday, pledging to take on the political system and bring a business person's approach to state government. Reporter Bernie Bennett has the update.
Norman told a rally crowd in Rock Hill as supporters cheered and repeatedly shouted his name, quote, "I'm running for governor to shake things up. We're going to clean up Columbia. And finally, we're going to take down the corrupt political establishment once and for all." Norman joins a rapidly growing Republican primary to succeed term-limited GOP incumbent Henry McMaster in the deep red state. Already in the race are Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett, State Attorney General Alan Wilson, the son of Representative Joe Wilson, and State Senator Josh Kimbrell. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Hackers have accessed the personal data of most of the 1.4 million customers of Alliance Life Insurance Company of North America. Alliance Life has notified the FBI and is reaching out to affected individuals. More details at srnnews.com.